French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Robert is here. Joyce Carol Oates wrote, "In a time of social distancing, writers find themselves surprisingly at an advantage. Ever adaptable, we humans are also the storytelling species. No matter the technology, no matter the grimness of our condition, we want to be told stories." In November of 1959, a delicious story began at a rural corner of a South Dade farm field. An 8-year-old boy by the name of Robert Moling was given the task to sell an excess of the family's cucumbers. The way I have heard the tale, and any tale told as often as this one has every right to have a slightly curvy road, was that he sold not a one his very first day. His exasperated father took a storm shutter and spray-painted it, "Robert is here," in cursive lettering. Clearly, it worked because the Moling family that has grown up with Robert as patriarch is still making it in one of the toughest businesses of all, 50 years and counting. Many would claim to have different favorite aspects of a Robert is here visit. A strong candidate to win the most prized is the fruit milkshake edition on the one side of the open-air stand. People wait in line, salivating in anticipation of the varieties of fruit-rich concoctions that will be on hand in sync with the changing seasons. In Florida strawberry season, I am always in that line. If you have never tried such things as tamarind, guarapo, mamay, and canistel, those can be had in a state of perfect ripeness when available. You see, one of the brilliant things I so love is that Robert and his family understand that fruits of a tropic origin are best kept out of the refrigeration until they are fully ripe. They are on full display under the shelter of the ancient roof with circulating fans to cut the Florida heat. I am not sure how he has managed it, but I've never felt overly heated while shopping there. Maybe because I'm just so happy to wander, not only amongst the lychees, guanabana, sapodilla, guavas, pomegranate, passion fruit, bananas, dragon fruit, papayas, pineapples, mangoes galore, as well as farm-fresh tomatoes, sweet corn, green beans, collards, and more. Oh, and the collection of honeys, at least 20 varieties, to be sampled and selected. On our most recent visit, Robert had adapted to a drive-through business due to COVID-19. He wore his face shield and talked about what they were doing to stay alive. Farming is tough, but Robert is a dogged fighter. As for our own family, I will share one little story before signing off. My wife, Janet, and I were driving to Key West to see our family 7-plus years ago. The star of the show was, and is, our granddaughter, Audrey. At that point, she had not yet been introduced to food beyond mother's milk. Nothing was planned to happen like it did. A day or so after we returned to Miami, we got a call from Audrey's parents. "Hey, Papa," Lourdes exulted, "you know that canistel you brought us from Robert is here? Well, it got ripe this morning, and Justin and I cut it up and offered it to Audrey. She loved it." Her first food came from that beautiful family's farm stand. And the stories grow like cucumbers from our good earth. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. Mango.